not that many hours after we talked to you last night, but did you see what you needed to see from your group today?
Well, we did. When you watch a game yesterday more objectively and take away the emotions of the game, you played pretty good 57 minutes. They scored 3 goals in 2 minutes and 13 seconds, pretty much. Today, we missed the net. Offensively, I thought we had some good ozone time. We pushed the pace. We showed some character in many ways. But we expected to face a team that has a lot of experience and then that is pretty good on the forecheck. So we needed good breakouts. I thought the first 15 minutes of the first period, we had a hard time managing the forecheck. But then the last, I'd say the last 3 minutes of the first period gave us some momentum.
What do you think of your team's game overall? And like, especially in the third period, they're pushing and you know they're trying to just contain you guys. But it seemed like your team, like yesterday in the third period, dictated the play a little bit.
Yeah, well, I thought once we got moving and we applied more pressure on their D, we created our own chances. Our neutral zone forecheck was fine. Our neutral zone entries, most of them were okay. Few turnovers in the third period. We were trying to make plays. And that I don't mind. It's a learning curve. But I thought in the third period and in the second period, we were pushing the pace.
I know you're not going to make excuses, but, you know, 8-9 guys out before Skylar McKenzie came back today. So you have 8 guys out that play a critical role in this team for the most part. Could this break come at a better time for you?
Well, yes. It's the timing is right. We need to reset. We need to evaluate what we've done, all of us, and see how we can improve for the after Christmas break. Some guys are supposed to be producing a bit more offensively, so we're going to take some time to reset, reevaluate, and go from there.
I don't think Skyler's played since he had the concussion in California. What did you see from him today?
I liked his. I liked what he does in a sense that what he's supposed to bring is the energy on the ice. When he's on the ice, yeah, things are getting created. He's a quick player and he tracks back hard. He's on the puck. Created a great scoring chances just by coming back to the right position, taking a pass away, and then reattacking right away. That's the kind of game we're looking for from him. And I thought he played a good game.
Being winless in 5 and I think 1 win in the last 8, in large part due to all those injuries, is there any silver lining you take out of that? Maybe having some younger players play larger roles, and Logan Stanley being an example, playing some big minutes out there, getting that experience?
Yeah, for sure. And that's why we're here. We're here to play our guys. And when you face the adversity we're facing, it forces us to play different guys in different roles. You look at, I mean, more than Stanley, you look at Sammy Nico, who's playing a lot of minutes. Stanley, for sure. Jensen Harkins and Michael Spacek and all of those younger players, second-year pro, first-year pro, they're giving an opportunity to grow. And I've seen it in the past. Maybe it doesn't pay off now, but it's going to pay off at some point. Just look back 2 years ago. We had a hard time winning hockey games, but we were playing our younger players. And then the following year, which is last year, we saw what it created. So it's hard not to win hockey games, for sure. But we know we have a purpose, and it's to play our young guys and to develop those guys. And when you face the injuries that we have right now, it's in the long term, we hope that it's gonna pay off for our younger players.
Obviously, all the guys in that dressing room are competitive pro athletes, and it's all about winning at the end of the day. But for you, especially being an AHL coach, how do you really drill into them the fact that it's really about the process, and you know, maybe to not worry about the results as much, to be accountable, but not get down on yourself that way?
Yeah. Well, it's you need to look at your job description. My job description is to develop players, and to work as hard as we can with those guys, and then creating not only a team identity but a player identity, and working with their skills and what they're good at. And the biggest challenge right now is to keep their confidence up, and knowing that we're doing a lot of good things. It's hard to win hockey games right now, but we believe that by keeping or sticking to the plan, it's going to pay off at some point. And I mean, the best examples are Mason Appleton and Jack Rossovic and Kyle Connors and all those guys. That's what we do here, and we know what our job is. At the end of the day, I'm a hockey coach, and we want to win hockey games. And those guys, exactly like you said, they want to win hockey games. But we need to, at times, in those moments, looking at the big picture and staying true to what we need to do. I think that's how we need to look at it.